May I introduce you to a regular podcaster, Nicole Waters. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Nicole, you are so much more than just what you do for your living, but tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, and then I want to talk about the Edge District, which you're incredibly involved with.
Absolutely. So I am the founder of Amplify Women Tampa Bay, and we've got some exciting news coming up. We're launching an all-new website, which will really give life to our community, serve as a resource, and keep us connected between our events, and we'll be doing that later this year. We're very excited.
Your conference this summer was absolutely amazing, the breadth and depth of it. You'll do it again in August?
August 7th and 8th, 2026, again at the James Museum.
Wonderful. Well, tell us what is going on at the Edge, holiday fun, New Year's, and what's new.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun right now. So we have, if you haven't already been to Bar Mezzo, it's all decorated, and we have all the Christmas caroling and music's going on. December 4th, this is the first Thursday of the month, and Green Bench for the last couple months and for the next couple months has their first Thursday complimentary tastings from 6 to 8 p.m., and they feature carefully curated samplings of Web City Cellar Beige Arrol and cider. So if you're interested in trying something new for the holidays, they have something delicious there at Green Bench, and it's always fun to hang out with your neighbors and friends. And of course, a great way to meet some neighbors, new and old, is to join us December 11th at 12 noon for networking. So we started just a casual stroll through the Edge District, and we are interacting with individuals, catching up, and if you're interested, we also are talking about the past, the present, and the future of the Edge. So we give you a lot of fun information about our murals, our buildings, and what's to come. And again, that's December 11th.
You know, I just love that you are so involved with the Edge, and tell us a little bit about how you came here and how you got involved with this wonderful organization. You know, we have a number of neighborhoods, folks. If you're not familiar with downtown, if you're new here or you're visitors, we have Grand Central District, we have the Edge, we have the Marina District, we have Warehouse Arts District, the Innovation District. The Edge is really kind of special to me, because that's what I first discovered downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, we have a lot of wonderful districts that have unique personalities, including Deuces Live as well, that has rich with history and really tells the story of, you know, what has created such a dynamic community here in St. Pete. But specifically to the Edge, I was working for Suncoast Credit Union in South St. Pete, and I was essentially voluntold that I would be moving to the Central Ave branch. And I was like, okay, well, wasn't expecting that. But part of that opportunity included getting involved with the board of directors and our committees in the Edge District. So I started getting very familiar with the programming, including the quarterly cleanups. And I just really enjoyed being part of the community and learning about neighboring businesses, and more importantly, the people behind the businesses. We have so many wonderful business owners, and learning about their stories, learning about how they came to be, has been one of my favorite parts. And now it's almost 6 years that I've been involved.
Right. And Zubrick, you know, I was there at Zubrick when they were building, the boys were building the place with their family. And, you know, now I look at little Oliver, and they've won every award possible. The fact that they chose the Edge, and that Josh Naiman chose the Edge for his new collaborative co-working space, right?
Yes, I'll be heading there right after this. It's Connect St. Pete, and it is on the second floor of the 1211 building, First Ave North. And it's great. It's open forum, wonderful opportunity to meet some other business owners. They've got great amenities, conference room, podcast room, and they're just wonderful to work with. Josh is amazing.
We love Josh.
Eric.
Yes, and we're going to have them on air again. I mean, tell us a little bit about some of the things that are open. Let's take a little tour with you, Nicole. Be our tour guide.
Excellent. Well, the first stop that I would take you on is our newest residential building that just opened last month, Viv. And this was previously known as the Bell Point Project because they are the developers. MSA Architects have really created the space, and it's been just absolute gorgeous addition to the Edge. I was taken on a tour of their three-bedroom, two-bath units all the way down to their studios. And what really impressed me were their amenities. So they have a saltwater pool, a private dog park, an on-site grooming station. Oh, my goodness. You should see this on – it actually is automated. You just set your dog there, and this machine, like, cleans it. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm like, this is really cutting edge. They also have a 24-hour fitness studio and a sky lounge with – oh, the views from their sky lounge.
How tall is the building, Nicole?
I believe it's 18 stories, right. 269 units.
Wow. You know, before you go on to the rest of our tour, I want to say that the Edge is one of the most pet-friendly places, with places to sit with your dogs, places to romp with your dogs. So this is really just a very cool addition. So tell us where else we can go.
Okay, about the dogs, I have to tell you, I was over at Bobble's and Lace with the girls just doing some boutique shopping. And while I was talking to the staff there, they interrupted me because there are dogs that will not walk past the store without getting their treat. So the dogs and the owners will get to Bobbles and Lace, and the dog will not move until the girls come out and give the dogs a treat. It is the most adorable thing ever. But a lot of the businesses have water bowls and snacks for the dogs. So absolutely, they are embraced in the Edge.
Absolutely on the Edge. And, you know, I tell you, if you can't live downtown, then, you know, I plan to stay at the Moxie during this holiday season, because, of course, our friend Alexia Gonzalez, iHeartRadio, St. Pete Gals, will be coming on air later. And the Moxie's kind of their home away from, I think they're having a girl pool party. I can't wear the thongs, but I might go anyway.
Oh, funny. Yes, it's definitely somewhere to be. It is very trendy. The Moxie's a great place as well. They have a really fun Christmas tree that they've put up. Speaking of Christmas trees, let me move on to our Kringle Jingle celebration. So this is the Edge holiday event. So this is December 19th through the 21st. So on Friday, there's going to be live music and activities at Ferg's and throughout the businesses in our district. On Saturday, if you have not heard, which I can't imagine that you haven't, is the Mega Mezzo Market. More than 300 vendors lining Baum Avenue. And that'll be so much fun if you haven't done your Christmas shopping. That's where you go.
Jared Sabatini, he's mixing the unique cocktails. He's got the Miracle on Mezzo. There's nothing that man hasn't done for downtown.
Oh, gosh, like the personality.
And a pickleball. He has a pickleball thing coming up, right?
Yes, right? We do have that. Mm-hmm. And then also on Sunday, we have Santa hat sales. So, you know, bring out your Santa hat, go through the district, and many of our retailers, if you're wearing your Santa hat, will give you a discount or a special treat or a gift. So that weekend is going to be quite festive in the Edge again. That's 19th through the 21st, all day long, evening, and we've even encouraged on Friday night for many of our retailers to stay open a little bit later. They normally close around 6. We ask them to stay open until 8 so you can do those last-minute gift shopping.
We're going to have this all in our Let's Go guide and our What's Happening page, so check that tomorrow. We'll have all these events. Continue our tour.
Excellent. So it's interesting. Speaking of the tour, I do our net walking. It's the second Thursday of every month, starting at noon. We gather right in front of Suncoast. And one of the things I mentioned is we talk about the history. And I, being an automotive professional for 15 years with Mercedes-Benz, I always am drawn to automotive history. And so I can tell you that many of the buildings in the Edge resulted from the 1920s boom and have roots in the automotive industry. And so masonry was the most popular style, with the large bays to showcase new cars, tires, repairs. And there was a business like the St. Petersburg Tire Service from 1901, I think, to 1911. And Crump used motor vehicles at 1440 Central, Fred's Auto Repair. But if you walk through the Edge, you'll notice a lot of the buildings are old automotive buildings, including where Sourdough and Co. are. That used to be an old dealership where they sold, where Mezzo is. Intermezzo was the showroom.
Wow.
And where Sourdough is the service shop. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Who knew? You know, I think we just had Rui Farias in here. It's so interesting that you talk about that. You talked about the Deuces and all of these different neighborhoods. And, you know, we have Brian Paré come on to talk about Campbell Park, and Dom to talk about Rosa Park. There is no place in St. Petersburg that doesn't have something so special in its neighborhood. And, you know, the Edge is transformed over the last few years. What do you see coming to the Edge in the future?
Wow. I often when I do these tours, I will kid with guests who come with me and say, oh, I wish I could walk around with those virtual reality goggles on and can see like 24, 36, 48 months into the future, because I see a lot of really beautiful architecture coming, a lot of really beautiful hotels and restaurants and retailers, but really with honoring the architectural of the past. So you're going to see a lot of arches, a lot of arcade walkthroughs, really a lot of connectivity. We're really not hearing that developers are interested in these block buildings. All of them are really respectful of the setbacks and things like that.
That is wonderful, Nicole. Well, I want to turn our attention a little bit to you and your holiday traditions. So tell us a little bit about what you do during your holiday traditions and what you look forward to and what you remember about the holidays.
Wonderful. Well, we normally spend it with my in-laws. So Christmas Eve, we will gather there, and they always have a really nice spread of like a charcuterie board. Now you can smell dinner, but we don't see any evidence of what the dinner will be until, of course, we play some games. We have to play charades and Pictionary and just really fun games. And then we end the evening with a delicious meal before going back to our own homes. So it's a really comfortable, fun holiday filled with gratitude and just a lot of appreciation for each other.
You know, I always love to ask people what's on your holiday playlist this year and what's your favorite holiday movie?
Oh, our favorite holiday movie is, The Bishop's Wife.
Ooh.
I love that movie. We watch it several times throughout the season. And I really appreciate, I guess, the food at Christmas. You know, it just, there's something about the warmth and the smell. And of course, I have to tell you, in our house, we are constantly burning those candles that smell like a site.
Apple scent, the
trees, but the trees and the apples.
Right.
And, you know, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so that just takes me right back.
Me too.
Minus the snow, which is perfect because I'm not doing that.
You know, you talk about the food, and what would be your favorite Christmas cookie or Christmas dessert?
Oh, I love my peanut butter cookies sprinkled with red and green sprinkles. And every third one, I like it with a chocolate kiss right on top. So those are my favorite.
What about, I found out recently, you know, candy canes. I love candy canes. So I love to melt them down and use them as peppermint bark for like a brownie. But I found out that they were shaped like shepherd's hooks and that they were originated in 1677 in Germany. Wow. So like all this time. And now they come in crazy flavors, right? They come in cherry, green apple, and watermelon. Are you a purist? I'm a purist.
Yes. I prefer them the way they originally came.
Absolutely. So what is going to be on your music list for I mean, are you a Mariah Carey? All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, well, I think if you ask her, all she wants is a glass or a cup of hot tea. I can't stop remembering that New Year's Eve where she performed and it was freezing in New York.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as she was done performing, she was like, where's my hot tea? I was told I'd have hot tea. I think she's such an awesome diva and so talented. So I absolutely do love some Mariah Carey. And, oh, God, who is that gentleman who's just...
Is it Michael Bublé?
Yes, his voice is pure butter. I love it.
Mr. Christmas Simpson. Michael, please come here. I want to talk about the Floridian Social, which is really just kind of an incredible place that brings a lot of cheer. Another historical building, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So there's lots to do. You have entertainment. You have places to eat. You have places to shop. And you have random acts of kindness and good deed people. Tell us about some of the people in the Edge that are nonprofits or that are, you know, that you could do good deeds at. A lot of your stores have toys or food donations, I see.
Yeah, I know that Josh is a donation spot. I would actually like to take a moment to reflect on one of our board members, Meredith Perkles, and she has a non-for-profit, and she's got good Do Good Day coming up at Ferg's. It's going to be bigger and better than ever.
And Radio St. Pete will be there again.
Yes, I heard you guys will be doing a live remote, so we're very excited about that. But
That's March, isn't it?
I think
it's March.
I believe it is. So I think that as you go through the the district, if you're picking up a gift for yourself, a family member, you won't be but just a couple spots away from a box for a local charity, or more importantly, even like places like Daystar, where it's not just gifts that you could give, but just honest to God, day-to-day things that people need, like canned foods or, again, just day-to-day things. So I know Suncoast Credit Union also has a box that they're doing gathering. So,
you know, I think that, you know, I like to say we should sprinkle kindness like confetti, and you do that, Nicole, in everything you do. I want to ask you, what is your superpower? Because I know you don't just juggle your work with The Edge and your own career and your own incredible coaching and consulting, but what is your superpower, and what would you tell your younger self?
So I would tell you that recently my superpower came into a focus, and that is one thing at a time. Right. So I was feeling very overwhelmed, and I was thinking, gosh, like, why am I feeling this way? And it was because I was thinking about all the different things that I wanted or needed to do, had the opportunity to do all at one time. And I thought, you know what, I'm not honoring anything here. And so I've really created dedicated time to just be focused on any one topic at any given time. So when we're talking about The Edge today, I'm really proud to dive fully and be present with The Edge. And of course, when I'm talking about Amplify and amplifying the wonderful women and leaders in our community, stay focused in that. So just trying to honor each topic with dedicated time.
I love that. And we just love having you here. I want to do a shout out to Roger Curlin, because he has really helped define what The Edge is about. And, you know, I just want to say that the magic that you bring to the studio, the magic you bring to our St. Pete, there are more people giving in this community, more community leaders like you here. Mm-hmm. What is it about St. Pete that makes people step up to the plate to help and support the community?
You know, I think a little bit of it is purely by association. I think there is a DNA here, and people behave in a certain manner. And even if you, when you arrive from somewhere else, because many of us are transplants, I think you quickly start to observe how others behave. And it truly is something you want to be part of. You want to be part of, you know, giving back and getting involved. And I always encourage people, if you've moved here, take a weekend, act like a tourist, go on our tours, Star Trolley or Preserve the Berg, get to know the community that you're coming to so that you can best understand when you're interacting with others why they are reacting the way they do, where is their experience coming from. And so I really do think that just by simply being in St. Pete, you start to assimilate, because there's so many of us that act so similarly in that giving back mentality.
You know, you said the word DNA, and this is something also that Nick Steele, the executive editor of St. Pete Life, talked about in his giving section. It is in our DNA. I've lived in San Diego, and it was there, and I have lived other places. I've never seen a community brought together, not by politics, not by passions, but by an actual desire to make it a better place to live. And you're one of them, Nicole. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And you know what we're doing in The Edge, with us understanding that we have so many residents moving in to our business district, is we are shifting kind of how we lead into more of a neighborhood type of mentality. So while our businesses stay front of mind and a priority for us, we do not lose sight of all of the wonderful residents that are moving in and making this their neighborhood.
I love that. So what is the importance of Radio St. Pete to The Edge? I mean, The Edge has had a podcast with us for a very long time, but what in your mind is the importance of a community radio station that shines a light on what all the community is doing?
For me, in my experience, I would tell you it's an invaluable connection and bridge to all the diverse sectors that we have. I'll give you an example. I was meeting with Janae last week, and by chance, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of listening to national news or whatever the case may be. And I was like, I'm going to put on Radio St. Pete. And so I pop it on, and by coincidence, the most recent interview was with Janae.
Janae Priebe, who formerly of the Shy Murals, now doing murals and other places. Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
I learned so much about her from this podcast, and I enjoyed the conversation so much. And then when I met with her for coffee, we were able to just really pick up and have a much deeper conversation. And that wouldn't have been possible without Radio St. Pete. And so I really think that the conversations happen here allow people to get to know each other in a way that I don't think they would have otherwise.
You know, I really believe that Radio St. Pete is the sunshine. And this online on-air magazine, our local music, our local news, our local sports, anybody can come on air. We will do a PSA. We will have this up online. We'll tell you how. We want to shine a light. We hope that you will come back. Nicole is always a regular podcaster with us and will soon be even a more regular podcaster with us. But what are you planning for 2026? What's on your wish list, bucket list for you and your beautiful wife?
Wow. I'm really excited to just see how things continue to evolve in our community and be part of helping it happen in a really responsible way, and making sure that we will continue to grow and develop, but making sure that the voices of our business owners, that our residents, and myself, quite honestly, as a resident and business owner, we are considered in all decisions.
I love that. For Radio St. Pete, I've been chatting with Nicole Waters, Amplify Women. We've just heard that there's going to be some things going on with that, a new website. So what do you hope? Would you give us, our listeners, a wish for the holidays?
Oh, I just wish everybody is able to look inward to what you have and stay local and stay calm. I think it's easy to get distracted. And at this beautiful time of year, there's just so much to be grateful for. So stay local.
You know, thank you so much, Nicole, for being on air. And back to you, Joe.
This holiday season, music is playing, there's a chill in the air. It's that special time of year for spreading holiday cheer. It's a time of hope, a time of forgiving. The stars in the sky, somehow we'll find a way to smile on Christmas Day. Just remember the good times and remember to say Merry Christmas, my friend. Hear this message I send. Merry Christmas to all and to all who hold Christmas in their hearts.
I believe that was Stacey Gabel's Christmas release either last year or the year before. Merry Christmas, my friends. Stacey Gabel on Radio St. Pete. This is Giving Tuesday, the holiday, second annual holiday happy hour tonight is at Bay Brewer Brewing, beginning at 7, the music of James Taylor with St. Pete Collective. We'll be on the air until 6 here from our studios in downtown St. Pete. A reminder to consider making a contribution to Radio St. Pete on this Giving Tuesday. You can do it at RadioSt.Pete.com by clicking on the donate button, or you can text 53555 to Sunshine 967. That's 53555 to Sunshine 967. To take us to the top of the hour and news time, here's Christopher James. That is music by Christopher James on Radio St. Pete, and his Christmas song we're playing today, although we won't be 100% Christmas tomorrow until we get into the few days before Christmas, but we're featuring our Christmas catalog on Radio St. Pete. Some great songs, all Tampa Bay singer-songwriters. We will continue with our fundraising day. We'll be here in the studio until 6, and